This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We have to build the wall. It will get built. We're going to complete it. A lot of progress has been made. Watch what happens.
There is chaos now in this administration. This week was one of the most chaotic weeks we've ever seen in American government. And amazingly, they want to close the week, President Trump does, by shutting down the government. Shutting down the government.
That was Senator Chuck Schumer. Before that, the president, obviously, there is a little bit of chaos over the president rejecting the shutdown bill and saying, yeah, I want the border wall. So where do we stand? Will we see this show close, at least in the next couple of days? We will certainly know heading into the weekend. Kate Delaney, hope you're enjoying your holidays if you've already started them. Or perhaps you're just chillaxing and pushing through the time until next week, and we're happy to have you along either way. A couple of quick things for you, and we'll get into those as we move along because I've gotten so much mail. In fact, we'll save it. We'll go to the mailbag next. We'll dive into the mailbag. I will tell you, no movie reviews, because the movie that we're seeing is the real-life movie that's playing out in D.C. So first off, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is retiring. This is one day after the president said he would pull troops out of Syria, and it's a move that Mattis advised against, so he was going to go. The fact that it happened so quickly, I think, caught a lot of us off guard, although it would have to be quick, wouldn't it? Because he is the defense secretary, he's not informed of it, there's just some discussion about it, and then poof, it's done. And that's posturing on his part, and he realizes, yeah, we don't agree on a lot here, so he needs somebody that agrees with his policies. Speaking of not agreeing, remember that little conversation that the press was invited to in the Oval with Nancy Pelosi representing the House and Chuck Schumer representing the Senate, who you just heard there, and they went round and round about the wall. He, the president, wanted $5 billion. He was not getting $5 billion from them. So it looked like, though, that the president was going to find other pockets to go into to get that $5 billion, which I believe he could. You know, it would take some wrangling, but it's, let's say there's ways to do that. I'll leave it at that. And then, all of a sudden, Paul Ryan goes into the White House, comes out and says, yeah, this isn't happening, that the president refused to sign a Senate-backed bill because he wanted more money for the border wall. So the short-term spending bill pretty much punts a decision over the border wall funding until next year when you have the new House, which would be democratically controlled. They're not going to see that through, no way. Funding to keep a lot of agencies and departments open is going to lapse at midnight on Friday unless Congress and the White House reach a deal. So if a shutdown happens, you've got law enforcement training, federally assisted loans, those kinds of things, parks, national parks, there would be no park employees, that they would be off, furloughed, whatever you want to call it. So, and then 420,000 federal employees, and that would include Border Patrol agents, so there would have to be a discussion on that too. So that bill to avert the government shutdown is in limbo, as they say. And this is one where, you know, listen, he was saying that this is what I want, this is what's going to happen. When he was running, that was one of the major points he made consistently. I'm going to build a wall. Mexico is going to pay for it. Remember, that was the other thing. Mexico is going to pay for it. I'm building a wall, period. That's what's going to happen. So the Democrats thought that it was in the bag, and then it turns out it wasn't in the bag. And there was a lot of conversation about vetoing it and heading off for the holidays, and that's it. So this is exactly what we might see here. Ho, ho, ho. The people that we pay to represent us, because remember, it's we the people, never forget that. The people we pay to represent us may be staying in D.C. a little longer than they had planned. I don't know that this is a real power play. I don't know that this can be easily solved. This is kind of a tailspin now. And because of that, though, we certainly saw the markets bounce low. When there's any kind of news or heavy drama, and this would be drama because first you have the quick announcement about withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria, and then you have I'm not signing this short-term bill, so forget about February 8th because that ultimately was going to be the day, and the president issued an ultimatum to Congress, fund construction of the wall, or let's get a shutdown just before Christmas. And now this is looks like this is happening because the short-term spending compromise, he will not sign it. We're kind of in a chaotic, tailspin is the words that I'm thinking of. And what does it mean? How does this all, how does this all filter out? It means that at the White House, from somebody that I talk to who covers the White House daily, pretty much they're in bunker mode, and they have been that way in the last couple of weeks as all of this is bubbling up. And you've seen a lot of shuffling of Republican lawmakers, a couple of Democrats and other advisors who've come in and out of the White House or had to be these conversations and hand-wringing and who knows what. But the relationship between the president and General Mattis was definitely rocky, at least for the past couple of months. And so that was a frayed relationship. Was it going to end that way? Sure. But that quickly, I guess, is the thing. And now you have Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who is always careful. To me, he's like a cat. He tries to land on his feet. And he's avoiding doing anything, I think, that puts him in a bad position with the president. But yet he's the majority leader, so he's standing in the middle of this and has to stake his claim, has to make a stand on the whole wall funding thing. And, every time McConnell's talking about it, he keeps talking about bipartisan cooperation and, victories and, all that kind of stuff. So this may be a fight for another day, but how long can you use this playbook and push this fight off, in other words? And the funding for the wall, the battle for the funding of the wall, does it get pushed? If it gets pushed into a new year, it's a much different House in that case. I mean, both Paul Ryan and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy told the press last week they couldn't pass a spending bill with $5 billion for wall construction. They couldn't do it. And Mitch McConnell was told by the White House that the president would sign the short-term bill without it. But now, times have changed. it's going to be interesting in this next week how this all unfolds. And you had plenty to say about it. When we come back, we're going to dive into that virtual mailbag. Hang with us, everybody.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news?
The mail is here, and let's dive right into it without further ado. How about this one from William, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney. Wow, it seems as though our government is in a constant state of fluctuation. Does that necessarily mean that it is a bad thing? I will give the Trumpster one definite high five. He does stick to his guns, so to speak, and he's probably very hard to sway. Oh, I'd agree with that. I think he probably is hard to sway. That because he's used, no matter what, take anything you think aside, no matter what, pro, con, don't like this, don't like that. Let's just look at the style. And you know what the style is? The style is he gets what he wants, because as a business person, that's exactly what he was able to do. And if he didn't, he moved on. Or there were lawsuits, or there were things you have that happen in business. But business is different from politics, and I think that's rattling the cages of a lot of politicians. One thing that's not great, and Debbie sent me a note about this. Kate, I know you like to talk a lot about business, and I've heard you talk about the fact that you had to school yourself in the markets. What do you think about the Dow dropping 464 points and the index closing below 23,000 for the first time since 2017? Was never good to see that. You know, it's really strange because you can pull up and get gasoline, unless you're living in California, because they're always gonna rip you off. But oil prices are free falling. You look at a barrel, 46 a barrel for the first time since the summer of 2017. So you pull up and you fill up for nothing. But then the stock market is tanking, right? And what does the stock market tank on? the economy, how investors are worried about the economic expansion. What about the Federal Reserve? Did they make a mistake? They're raising interest rates. They continue to do that. What's happening with the political fights and what's going on there? All of that feeds into that, the belly of that beast, and any of the international tension. And that's what you're going to see. Could it be overreaction? Sure. But it doesn't matter. However the market reacts, it reacts. Who the investors are, if they sell off or what they do, affects the markets. You know, period. End of story. I say it, and I'll say it again. It is like being at the craps table. And you know that when you invest in the market, that no matter what, whatever is happening, politically speaking, economically speaking, hey, remember after 9/11, the worst, first of all, I care about the human side of that, and I care that for me personally, there was heavy damage there. I had just gotten a job in New York, and there was nothing more heartbreaking and awful than to be on the air when those planes flew into the towers. I mean, the worst, getting on a subway and going into the city and seeing those sad pictures of people up, have you seen so-and-so? And you knew, oh, no, they're all gone. Are you kidding me? They're gone. And then going into the parking lots and realizing the cars that weren't claimed were cars of the people who had died. And how did that affect us, our markets? It crashed so many businesses. It tanked markets. And then it was like that kind of it was that rebuild mode. All right, here's one completely different. This one is from Patrick. Miss Delaney, I wanted to tell your listeners, if they are headed overseas, boy, I saw one of the ugliest things ever in the UK, and that would be the fact that you had so many flights diverted. There was this bizarre drone incident that basically catapulted the airport, Gatwick, into panic, full-on panic. Did you hear about the 32-hour shutdown? It affected my family as we were waiting for a daughter to come home. Yes. So they were searching for this drone, for the person who was operating the drone, or operators, or whatever. And it led to the closure of the airport. And that meant people were sitting on suitcases, laying on the floor, trying to kill the time, you know, whatever. They couldn't take it down either. The police were trying to shoot the drone down. They thought about that. But then they thought, well, better of it because of stray bullets. So then they tried to figure out other ways they could take the drone out. And you know, it just threw it into a chaotic state because you didn't have an overnight, a lot of overnight flights or that kind of thing there. So you had people that's a major hub. You had people flying in and out, flying to get back to the U.S., flying to get to other places in other parts of the world, and you just had people on the floor. What were they going to do? And the disruption, they say, was deliberate. They really believe that this was carried out to do that as a reckless kind of thing. And drones have huge ranges, and powerful ones can do some serious destruction. So limited battery power, is that what the situation was over Gatwick? And when the people behind the disruption are caught, you know, they could get like 5 years in prison. Why? Because they're endangering safety. They basically shut it down. And then they had to re-rack people. And this is the holiday time, so there was more people than ever going through there. And this is, you know, when you look at aviation, this is a challenge. The whole drone thing is a challenge to begin with. Remember the thing with the laser pointers? And that's affected a few airports, but not to the point that we saw at Gatwick. So, yes, I did see it. I realize that there were many Americans that were trying to get back home, and now they're just delayed another day. Plus, it's scary when you don't know what's going on. And that's why I say when you travel, you just have to know the possibilities, right? Pack your comfortable shoes, your best books and music. And I'm laughing, but I'm not, because I've traveled a lot this year. Oh, how many planes was I on? And yes, there were delays, and yes, there were problems, and things happened, but I didn't have anything like that happen where it was shut down that long. I had a couple hours on tarmac that was a mind bender for all the people that were on the plane, but because I just really put myself in that mindset of this is, you know, this is how we live. This is what happens. It's a whole, you know, different ballgame. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Matthew, listening to us in Austin, Texas. And he says, Kate, I read General Mattis's resignation letter, and I think he was diplomatic in one sense, and then he got his jab into the prez. And it's not surprising that he was not going to stay in the Trump administration, because obviously they didn't agree on what was going to happen in Syria, and a new defense secretary would be put in place eventually anyhow. I thought it was interesting at the end how he said he, you know, would help with a smooth transition and whatnot, because you think of all the people who are in the service and how important it is. And, of course, we have round-the-clock missions, and he mentioned that, too, as well. So I say hats off. I mean, this is obviously a president who has strong beliefs and sticks to his beliefs. And if you are not on board with that belief, the chances are you're not going to last in the administration. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. You're not going to last in the administration. And he said, you know, one of the things he said in his resignation letter is his views aren't aligned with Trump's. He said he had a privilege to serve as the 26th Secretary of Defense. But, you know, in the deep into the resignation letter, he said that they weren't aligned. And not being aligned in that position, of course, it was inevitable, of course, right? It was inevitable. We knew that. All right, I think we can squeeze in one more. Let's get one more in. All right, how about this one? This one is from Terry. And Terry says, Kate Delaney, I was thinking about you and your family and that dog, Mahalo. Are you going anywhere for the holidays, or are you staying close to the nest? I like that. I'm conjuring up the nest in my mind. I am staying close to the nest. Yes, I am not going anywhere. Usually, in one way, it's sad. Usually I go and see my family, my nephew and brother and sister-in-law in Tampa. We usually do that, but we decided, because of all the traveling I did and things that were happening at the tail end of the year, not to do that, because I would see them in January instead, and we would see them again before that. I mean, we'd see them after that. So the answer to your question is, yes, I'm staying at the nest. That means I can just relax. You know what I like? I like a fire when I'm off the air. A fire and a nice glass of Malbec. That sounds so good to me. Watching the fire, hanging out with the Mahalo and the other. Yeah. Music means we're stepping aside. Hang with us. Going to introduce you to some pretty interesting people on the flip side.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump let reporters know once again that the partial government shutdown will continue until he gets his border wall funding. He says that the wall will become a reality despite the current budget impasse.
It's my hope to have this done, completed, all 500 to 550 miles, to have it either renovated or brand new by election time.
In fact, the president tells reporters he plans to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas to view the wall for himself.
In January, I'm going there. We're almost having a groundbreaking. It's such a big section.
The argument between the White House and Congress over taxpayer funding for the border wall has led to a partial government shutdown with no end in sight. President Trump promised during his campaign that Mexico would pay for the border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
On from DC Radio Company. She is a guru. She's a Washington insider, and we talk a lot about what happens in Washington every single day on this show, and it was quite a year. Victoria, thanks for wrapping things up for us. We appreciate it.
Oh, I'm delighted to, because it's been quite a year, and as we look forward into 2019, which is almost impossible based on this year, because you can no longer make predictions, right? It's insane. But there are some things which I can guarantee are going to be on the radar for us, guaranteed.
Oh, I love guarantees. So does everybody listening to this. So of everything that happened last year, and it's such a big question, what do you think really had people talking in D.C. for a long time? Because you know this, and I know this, and the people listening to this show know this. We have short attention spans, and news, I'll call it, travels fast, and it's furious, and then it goes away. But what really hung around?
I think one of the things that hung around, and we could spend all our time on this, but one of the things that hung around was the whiplash-like speed at which the news changed, right? And I think this happened with our listeners, too. So we'll be talking about something, and then there's a tweet, or there's a something, and 30 seconds later or 30 minutes later, we're no longer talking about that, even though actually it's an incredibly important story. And when I say story, I mean world events, but we're not talking about it because something else has happened. happen. And we don't have the, to use a Darcy phrase, bandwidth to carry all these things in our head, apparently, because most of us really, honestly, can't carry more than two or three stories in our head, not because we're dim, but because there's a limit to what we can cope with because we've got lives. And so there's just too much. And I have a list of seven things here that I think are important. That have, one of them is only just broken, actually, but it's going to be big next year, probably. And they've all been big this year. They're all going to be big next year. And it's like, wow, any one of them in a normal presidency would dominate.
I love that. So tell us about some of the seven things. Let's dive in.
Okay, well, let's dive in, and I'm going to dive in with not an obvious one. There has been a major lawsuit by a number of states, Republican states, against Obamacare, which a lot of people thought, okay, it's a lawsuit against Obamacare, but the Supreme Court has already ruled that Obamacare is legal. So, and, you know, there's a tax if you don't pay your amount. But then a judge threw it all up in the air by saying, no, the entire thing is illegal. So Obamacare is back on the front burner, and it's going to be big. It's going to be very big in 2019, because even though most legal experts are saying this judge is wrong, who knows? You've got a very different Supreme Court, and who knows where this is going to go? And it's possible that even though everybody who signed up for 2019 is okay, it's possible, because things are so insane now, that it could all change. And you can guarantee that Democrats are going to campaign on this and are going to try and put Republicans on the spot that, oh, you really support throwing out pre-existing conditions, support throwing these kids off their parents' health care, like this judge said. So it's going to be a big one. That's one.
Oh, I agree. That's a huge one. Give us another one.
Well, Facebook. Facebook, which has turned out to be evil, is huge.
It is huge. Who wants to use Facebook now? We're afraid because our information. Who has our information? Apparently everyone, right?
Everyone has our information, and Facebook did this knowingly and deliberately and gave away not only the farm, but all the pigs, the sheep, the chickens, and the eggs, and everybody as well. They gave away everything of ours. And people are now starting to actually say, I'm deleting Facebook. The scary thing for me is, okay, let's delete Facebook. I don't use Facebook, but I'm sure they've got everything of mine. Okay, so you delete your Facebook, and you get rid of all traces of it. But how do we know that in some secret, spooky, awful way, they aren't still able to have your information?
We don't know that. You're right. Oh,
so that's
scary.
And then the cyber breaches, like we heard that, okay, Marriott has had a cyber breach affecting, what, between 300 and 500 million people, and we just heard about this. I just got an email 2 weeks ago saying, oh, blah, 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 you're a cyber breach. I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. I stayed in a Marriott in August.
Oh, that's scary.
They got everything.
Yeah, they have everything. I agree. And it's the same thing. Where does it go? We don't know. So information ripoff, how do you protect yourself? That's always a big story, and it's going to be a big story heading into next year. And then I guess the survival of Facebook and other forums where people trust that their information is kept safe. What else is a big one?
Well, obviously, and I'm burying the lead here because I'm leading up to it. Well, Syria, we only just heard that the president announced by tweet that that the U.S. is pulling out of Syria, which was a big surprise to all his national security advisors, everybody in the government, and everybody at the Pentagon who thought that they were not pulling out of Syria and, in fact, were making statements at events as recently as Monday that we're staying. thing in Syria because our policy is X, Y, and Z. So, and Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, said at his year-end news conference this week on Thursday that, oh, yes, I agree with Donald. This is the correct decision. So there you go. This is going to be fascinating. It's seen as being a big gift to Iran and to Russia, and this is going to have big ramifications next year. No question. Whichever way this goes, whatever happens, this is going to have big ramifications next year. And foreign policy has not had an awful lot of coverage, but I'm guaranteeing that if there is a bloodbath and if the Turks attack the Kurds who have been fighting with the Americans loyally, which the Turks have said they will, this will be a major story next year.
Absolutely. And we're speaking with Victoria Jones. She's a Washington insider for sure from D.C. Radio. And, oh, my gosh, we could probably fill up 10 hours on everything that's happened that's had an effect on our lives and what's happening into next year. What else would you throw on that list?
So I'll get to number one just in case we run out of time. The Trump-Russia investigation. Garrett Graff, who is a brilliant writer, writes for Wired, former FBI director, wrote a piece this week saying that there are known 17 investigations into connections between President Trump tangentially and Russia. And then there are some unknown investigations. And he goes into detail, factual, no opinion of here are the investigations, here's the status. There are 17 investigations, not all by Mueller, some by state attorneys general, some by like Southern District of New York, some by Virginia, some by Maryland, D.C. There are 17 investigations currently proceeding. Almost every organization or business of President Trump is under investigation. There will be major developments in 2019, including its expected Mueller's report. Now, what this means, I don't know. I do not know. And I do not know whether Mueller will get to issue his report or whether he will be removed by President Trump. I don't know what any of this means or what is going to come because I don't make predictions anymore. But this is going to be huge.
It is going to be huge, absolutely. And we'll see what comes of that. Who knows? What else would you throw on the list?
Well, one thing I will throw on the list, simply because you can tell by my accent, is Brexit.
Oh, yeah.
And it has implications all around the world because Britain is the fifth largest economy in the world, and which people tend not to think about because it's small, but it's the fifth largest economy in the world. It's doing this bizarre thing, and Vladimir Putin said at his annual press conference this week that it was a great thing, and he supported it, and Theresa May must go through with it, and because Russia is widely considered to have meddled in Brexit. So whatever happens, something is going to happen because the deadline is March. And Britain will either crash out of Brexit with no deal, which could roil stock markets around the world, including in the United States, or it's going to limp out with a pathetic deal. So we need to keep an eye on this. This could impact our money here in the United States.
Boy, isn't that true. Hard to believe that we are out of time, but we are. We just have like 30 seconds. How about Meghan Markle? So the American marrying the Brit got massive headlines, but the royals always do.
Royals always do, and another prediction, there will be a baby.
That's a safe prediction. I love that. Victoria Jones, you're a delight. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Thank you very much, indeed.
Mo. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your son or your daughter is coming home for the holidays, right? Maybe they came home for Hanukkah, or they're home for Christmas. Maybe they came home at Thanksgiving, and then subtly, or maybe not so subtly, they announced that they're not going to return for their sophomore year. Do you feel like your world is spinning? I know I had a couple of friends that did this, and they turned out fine. I just want to say that. But anyway, it happens more than you think, especially now. So what are some of these tips on what parents and the children can do actually to bridge this gap? Because when you have a number like 30% of freshmen not returning for their sophomore year, it means that it is definitely happening. So who better to sort this out with us, this useful information for all of you listening to my show, America Tonight, is Dr. Stephen Rudin. He is the founder, principal mentor, and president of Peak Year. So, Doc, first I got to ask you this. Peak Year, what is Peak Year?
Created Peak Year because there's a crisis. So many students are not prepared for college or begin college and crash and burn. And they come home, and the statistics for students returning to school are abysmal. So I wanted to create a program that would do more than have parents and students, you know, living in their misery. And so Peak Year was created to immediately have students get in touch with themselves in the moment, lay a foundation, have a plan on what to do, start to look for what they're really passionate about, work on a series of skills that they don't have, transformative neurocognitive skills that change why they weren't successful in school, and basically get a restart. As I say, the job of parents is their dream. If it didn't happen the first time, take years to make it happen the second time.
Yeah, do you think sometimes it is the expectations? I've talked to a lot of kids that feel like they have all these expectations on them, and they're just kind of rudderless, not really portraying that, but trying to figure out, you nailed it. What do they want to do? What direction do they want to go in? What's your major? Oh, but I'm interested in this, but maybe I'm not as good at that. Is that part of it, that sometimes that confusion?
You know, there's a great theme in mythology where Athena had to blow wind into everybody's sail. These days, instead of students preparing themselves for the road, I think too many people spend their time preparing the road for their children, worrying about grades, worrying about what their GPA will be, whether the top college will accept them, and there's no growth of the person. So I think the expectation is tremendous, and the practice of running their own life, the sense of what they really want to be, never has a chance to evolve. This is exacerbated. It's exacerbated by one really important point, Kate.
Yeah.
There are a series of skills that are not generally taught in school that don't develop by the time you're 18, primarily executive function skills. I know that you and I both read the New York Times article about kids coming home from school, and it really skipped the central issue that neurocognitively, students who are impulsive can't really avoid distraction, have difficulty with multiple step directions, are thrown by new information, just don't have developed executive function skills. If they did, most of the behavior that gets them in trouble wouldn't happen.
Ooh, so that's a great point. You jumped right to what I was going to ask you about. So tell us about those executive skills, functioning skills. How do you develop them? How can you develop that muscle if you're in this situation?
Sure. So executive functions, as the plural implies, are a collection of things. They're skills that are housed in one part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex. And the good news is that everybody's executive functions can get better. And the way they get better is by having a student pick a real-world activity they really like. For instance, we often use drumming or piano or tango or tai chi sword, but it could be anything that you like. That you can relate to what it has meaning for you in the present and how it'll help you in the future. Maybe in making friends, maybe in socialization, maybe because you dreamed yourself as a blind swordsman. Whatever it is, if you'll practice and push that with variability, that part of your brain will develop very, very quickly, as opposed to waiting till you're 26 or 27 when it reaches its natural course. So we have students here. We have students here to learn executive function all the time. I've had the good fortune of the world's expert, Adele Diamond, being my founding advisor in my organizations. And so when we work with students, there's a real sense of specific praise. It's called a growth mindset. We have them work on an activity. We don't tell them they're great. We go, nice pattern, great left hand. Slowly, surely, things they can relate to without being drowned. And over a period of weeks to months, all their executive functions grow. So they are less likely to be impulsive. They're more likely to be responsive instead of reactive. They're not distracted by what's inside their brain. They're not distracted by what's outside in the room. They can do more complicated mental math, multi-step directions. And if you've watched a lot of kids get to college, they're lost trying to schedule their own program. And then they become cognitively flexible. New things don't throw them, new material, the things they use to their advantage.
Oh, such great, great, great tools that are so necessary. We're speaking with
really
Dr.
Important.
Steve. Yeah, we're speaking with Dr. Stephen Rudin. He's the founder, principal mentor, and president of Peak Year. That's what we're talking about, these tips on what parents and children can do as well. And you talk about journaling and keeping track of thoughts and feelings. I've journaled my whole life, and I completely agree with that. And I didn't have that problem going to college. I don't know if that helped me. I graduated in 4 years. Not that I didn't have moments where I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I think being in touch with that side helped me. Is there something to the journaling that helps center you or something?
Absolutely. And I'm imagining you journaled before invading the man cave, Kate.
I did.
Sure you great book. So, first of all, just the process of writing, physically writing if you can, in the journal versus using your computer. erase it and you can't change it. It has a real value. And there's an excellent aspect to journaling that comes from emotional intelligence training. And that's to create a circle and imagine a journey that you're going to take. It could be weeks, it could be months, it could be a year. And ask yourself, where would you go? And it could be a journey inside your mind. It could be a journey outside in the States. It could be around the world. Who would go with you? What means of transportation would you take? When you made stops, what would you like to leave behind? Knowledge, books, a relationship. Take yourself on your imagined best journey. It helps you figure out what you're passionate about. And let that circle that you're creating be part of your journal. Did you get any place along the circle that would be your most ideal path? Journaling is not just what happened or what you feel bad, but how you're doing in imagining your dream really moves you forward. So once you have established the foundation, you're breathing, you're making your bed, you know where you are, you're doing some chores, you're sleeping well, you're doing some sleep hygiene, you sleep 8 hours a day at a normal time, and you're focused, journaling will begin the process of understanding yourself better.
I like that.
You might want to talk to somebody about your situation in case you feel too isolated. And if you are having serious issues that kids develop on campus, substance abuse, self-medication, your journal will help you take note of that problem and move you toward looking for professional help.
Yeah, that's great advice. Hey, in closing, what do you think the most important takeaway from this is for both for kids? Give us 30 seconds on that, Doc, and parents.
Sure. For parents, stress is a big problem, so don't stress the kids out more. Don't yell at them. Don't tell them how much money you spent on the program, whether they're not going to have any retirement or they'll never be anybody. Just try to be balanced, recognize there's been a problem, and you can give them love and measured support and give them room to finally start practice running their own life. For students, this is it. Look at this as your second attempt to take charge of your life. Center yourself. Begin to be responsible. Go and acquire the neurocognitive skills that will allow you to make a quantum leap. Executive function, emotional intelligence, mindfulness. If you can learn design thinking, resilience, those will last a lifetime and not only help you find the college or the career that you want, but to exceed in it and find your best and happiest path.
Ah, I love that. Dr. Stephen Rudin, the founder, principal mentor, president of Peak Year. You can check it out at peakyearexperience.com. Great info, so useful, and I really wish people the best in tackling this. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate. You're terrific.
Well, I dusted off my lonely suit, and I polished my own shoes. I did my best to impress my second chance with you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever Mahalo makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.